When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome in, guys. Celtics post-game show, West Coast edition. Jimmy Toscano is here. We'll have some other stragglers, we think. Might be past their bedtime.
Jazz just hit another three. It just hit another three walking off the court.
This could be the shortest post-game show in history. Ready? Jazz hit a lot of threes. Okay, wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's preview the next
game. Make mixed league, right? As they say, make mixed league. Okay, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night.
It was insane.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It was almost I was getting mad. There's nothing like enough. Stop. Like,
it reminded me of this is going way back. Like NBA Live 2004. You could play like Predrag Stojakovic, a little cheat code, or like Donyell Marshall randomly, and you could just hit every 3-pointer you take, and you could just
Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl, cheat code. If you want to take it all the way back, this is Ronick.
It was actually amazing that the Celtics Ronick,
Sega 94.
Yeah,
cheat code.
It was actually kind of amazing the Celtics were in this game when you saw the way that they were shooting it, the Jazz. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So. I can't sit here and criticize the Celtics for this loss. I mean, obviously, there's things that I'm sure we will pick out the certain aspects of it. But from a certain win-loss standpoint, I mean, there 29 other teams would have lost this game tonight to the way that the Jazz were shooting the ball. One thing I will say, other than the shots, was it didn't seem like the Celtics really had much of an answer for Gobert down.
He wasn't doing much most of the game.
He wasn't doing much, but towards the end, yeah.
That two-man game killed him at the end, especially if Schroeder. Schroeder was terrible on defense, and he couldn't stay with Mitchell at all when he was on him and Conley.
They had the lob going.
He was getting cooked there on that, and that hurt them late. It's hard to not like this game because there were so many positives. Like you can point to Schroeder's late game defense and some decision making. You can point to Tatum not being great.
Schroeder had 26 and shot 10 for 21 from the field.
I know.
And I know that's just looking at the stats. He did make some boneheaded plays out there. But again, that's the Dennis Schroeder experience. We talk about it all the time. Yeah. You can't just sit there and pick out the bad plays and ignore the fact that he gave you 26 and shot, essentially 50% from the field and did his thing. It's a very Dennis Schroeder game, to be completely honest. So if anyone out there is pissed at Dennis Schroeder, then I guess you haven't really been watching him play. I mean, this is kind of what he does.
It's you take the good, you take the bad, my friends,
So, I mean, that being said, Tatum again tonight, off from three, and that three-pointer late in the game, you just really wanted that one to go down.
Yeah.
But did a lot of the other things that he's been doing when the shot isn't falling. And he ended up with 37 points tonight. So, I mean, honestly, he did plenty on his end. Went to the line, had some nice passes there in the fourth, too.
Got to the hole, was making great little Euro steps. Some
really nice moves.
Spins getting to the basket. So that was good.
I want to see that outside shot fall, though. I really do.
Bobby, I'll ask you this. Was it right to leave Rob on the bench there at the end?
Bobby.
And have Al.
Gone.
He's here and he's gone. Oh,
Bobby
God.
No longer is with us. Yeah. I can't get my stupid.
Rob was. This was. We're back to 2 years ago where they're afraid to play Rob in certain situations.
That
Rob
was sad.
Did not start the third quarter. Went with Grant. And I don't think that's a terrible thing. They wanted more shooting. And that was okay. But then it was Al at the end and not Rob. And I don't know.
Because they're going for shooting again. But, that's when, like you said, the two-man game kind of reared its ugly head against them. They needed a body up there against Gobert. They didn't want to go with Rob, which is just kind of sad because, it's at this point in his career where he should be in the game if he's that guy.
Also, you know? Rob does? He defends threes, as Tomas put it here, 100%. He gets out on those.
He blocks them. He just blocked the game-winning block on a three 2 days ago.
What would you take? Would you rather take that ugly ass win against Philly or this really exciting, fun game?
Well, I mean, as far as a viewer's concerned, this was a fun game, but obviously the Celtics lost tonight. So, you know, anybody with a brain cell would pick the Philly game, but that game's kind of stunk to watch. This was a fun game to watch, and, you know, it was the offense. You know, this is the honestly complete opposite of the last game. The NBA is so funny. You really don't know what the hell you're going to get on a game-by-game basis. It's so hard to bet in the, you know, not that we do bet, but if we were to, it would be hard to. We don't, but if we were to, it would be hard.
No, God. And if we do, we do it responsibly.
Yeah, obviously. but that being said, this was a fun game. And I you know, I don't get to see a lot of Jazz games, but they are a fun team to watch. I love Mitchell. I love his attitude. I love the way he plays. I know him and Jaylen Brown got pretty close in the bubble. They seem to be buddy-buddy. There's always those Celtics fans who think that somehow, you know, Donovan Mitchell's going to end up in a Celtics uniform. I'm sure every NBA team has fans who think that way. But he's just fun to watch. And Conley's tried and true veteran, made the All-Star team last year, first time in like his 17-year career. And I mean, what was the guy, 7-for-7 tonight from three?
7-for-7.
And then you get Ingles, who is like your glorified YMCA player, a guy that you're like, yeah, I'll cover him. You know, it'd be like if I showed up to the gym and I saw you playing on the other side. I'd be like, yeah, I'll cover John.
I got Zanis.
Yeah, I'll take Zanis tonight. That's like, yeah. Ingles, but he's just that guy, man.
I can't shoot. I can't shoot. I'm a slasher.
Totally. Yeah, you look like a slasher.
I can't do anything now.
Used to be.
Yeah. You could leave me alone at the 3-point line. You didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, and I honestly, it looked like, you look at the numbers tonight. They shot over 50% from three. The Celtics didn't really leave them at the 3-point line. They were just hitting big shots. I mean, yeah, there were a few that they gave a little too much space, especially when you knew that they were hot. But Utah was just on tonight, 27 from 51. A little bit of Celtics history tonight, folks. Did we lose Bobby and Joe Sway for good?
Joe Sway was never on, and Bobby jumped in, and I think jumped into the
email. Oh, Joe Sway was never on. I missed that.
The email Zoom. So
Friday night, Joe Sway.
He says he's coming. He's threatening. He's threatening.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, this might be a one-game suspension for Bobby and Joe Sway.
That's fine. I'll suspend myself for tomorrow because I don't want to stay up that late, but I have no choice.
Oh, I won't. I'm already suspended.
I have no
myself.
Choice because you guys already bailed.
I already suspended myself for that game, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not getting like Scal and Ingles.
Ingles would break Scal. No offense, Scal. But I don't think it's close. I love Ingles too. I just like the Jazz, I guess. I don't get to see him a whole lot. I know you hate Gobert.
I hate Gobert.
You can't deny that he's very good at what he is good at.
I think Gobert is the guy who breaks the whole stat mold, which is to say that the stats will look – his stats last year for his impact and his rating when he was on the court had him in elite levels to the point that he was an MVP candidate. In a lot of like stat people's eyes, give me a freaking break.
Oh yeah, I think Gobert's that's a little over the top.
That's give me a break with Gobert. I think it's like it's somewhere in between what your eyes see and what the analytics tell you and who he is. But give me a break, like top five NBA player. Get out of here.
No,
you know,
no, I wouldn't go that far.
But that's what I bark against. There was a strong like analytics push for Gobert as being one of the top players. I think he's his impact is vastly overrated. But that's fine. There's a ton of things he does well. I thought they did a really good job with him tonight. You know, and kind of neutralizing what he does best. He was
12. Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, 12 rebounds is.
What I'm saying is he only had 3 field goal attempts. It's not like he's a big time scorer, but up until like that late run, I mean, he ended up with 5 field goal attempts.
5 for 5.
He got to the free throw line, yeah. Blocked a couple shots. One of them, Schroeder just served up on a platter late.
That was another plus 17 too.
That was another one of Schroeder's bad decisions there.
Hey, easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mitchell 34, Conley 29. I mean, their guards did their thing tonight. So yeah, you want to criticize Schroeder? I'll obviously allow it. You know, the Utah's guards dominated Boston's guards tonight. It really wasn't close.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. And, you know, this was the Jaylen factor here. And again, we haven't really seen Jaylen Brown be right all year, so who knows what he would have done if he played with his half-ass hammy sort of situation.
We did call it on the last show. Unfortunately, we were right.
That was obvious.
He probably wasn't going to be playing in this game. And that was just based on what I saw about him walking off the court. I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow either, did they say? I bet you he doesn't.
Very unlikely.
He's not good to play tonight. Why would he be good to play tomorrow?
I think best case scenario, you see him in L.A. Mm-hmm. But these two games, I think, are the back-to-backs doesn't seem likely.
No, that would be foolish. That would just be like making the same mistakes over and over.
Yeah, his hamstring needs some rest, so we're going to trot him back out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. They were explaining, oh, you got to kind of use it. You know, you figure a little pain like right when you come back, but it's like, I'm not sure that's how hamstrings work, but
no. Speaking of guys we'll never see again.
Bobby? Josue?
Well, Bobby and Josue, who knows? But Romeo was looking active and lively there in his little stint. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves at halftime.
As he's known to do.
I tweeted jokingly. When he rolled his ankle, I was like, oh, shoot, see you in February. And everyone got on me.
Did they?
And a couple people on my timeline were like, oh, here comes John with his negative quota. And like, you know, come on, man, give it a rest. And I was like, and then Romeo stayed in and everyone, you know, people are like, oh, he's still out there, you know,
yeah,
overreacted.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess I'll eat that one. And then what do you know? He's out.
Yep.
We won't see him again.
Be better off if they just amputated it and so he wouldn't sprain it. That's what something like he would say.
Just cut it off. If he tore it completely.
Yeah.
If it just
breaking two.
If the foot just came off.
If it was a clean break.
Clean break.
Quicker recovery. Because these sprained ankles, they just linger. You know, you just want a clean break and start the recovery process immediately.
It's the Romeo.
Hey, he can't catch a break though. No pun intended. I mean, it seems like he just, and I hate to say it, some guys just, this is just what happens to them. They just get hurt.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward, you know, once he hit the Celtics, that one comes to mind. Jaylen Brown recently, to be completely honest, that one's another player that seems to be on the injury report.
Bobby Manning is threatening to join the show, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, welcome, Bobby. Were you late to class a lot?
Good evening.
Ooh, did you just show up to class whenever you felt like it? You're not muted.
You're not muted. He's going to just keep talking, though, isn't he?
What's going on? How are you guys?
Really good. Nice of you to join us.
We're about to wrap up the show. Any final thoughts, John?
Final thoughts, Bobby. one last shout out to our sponsors, Bobby. Why don't you play us out?
Yeah. What do you got, Bob?
Well, Ime, another call out of the team in the press conference there. You know, mild one saying that the team didn't show up to guard in that first quarter. You know, Josh Richardson, among others there. So, you know, he wasn't happy with the effort as much as I'm sure other people are going to find a lot of silver linings out of this one. Frustrated to give up that many threes, I'd imagine, even though I think we can all just look at what Utah did there and just say this is ridiculous. I didn't look up the percentage, but I'd have to imagine that's the best percentage on volume that a team's ever shot against the Celtics. Certainly the most threes a team's ever shot against the Celtics there. So, I mean, there's something you got to clean up. I didn't like Al Horford getting put on the perimeter as much as he did late in the game, kind of burnt out in that
We were asking whether it should have been Robin there late instead of Al. All right, the Garden Report postgame show, as always, is brought to you by our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Just go to betonline.ag, use the code CLNS50 for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. We've got it all going right now. You got basketball, hockey, NFL football, NCAA football, horses, MMA, golf. Is there still golf? If there isn't, there will be. There's always golf.
There's always some kind of golf.
Props, live betting, all kinds of weird stuff. Outside of the sports realm, anything you want to, you know, place a bet on.
Yep.
BetOnline's got it. BetOnline.ag. Code CLNS50. 50% welcome bonus. Go check it out right now. And as always, make sure to gamble responsibly.
It's a tough call, right? Because Horford's done it so well all year. Rob's, that's not the best part of his game. Maybe
they were both out there
floor.
At the end of the last game.
Yeah, but it's a different.
Rob got put on ice this game.
They wanted to spread out Gobert, too, and they did that. I mean, Tatum missed that step back on him in the fourth there and hit missed another step back. I thought he should have been more aggressive, probably blowing by him, but it's tough. I mean, like, people talk about Gobert and just like how big of a stiff he's been in the playoffs, but you do forget just how much he changes the game when he's out there. Like, it is so hard to navigate around him. Celtics did a pretty good job.
They scored 130 points on a Gobert defense without hitting a lot of threes.
The offense was impressive.
Without hitting a lot of threes. They did it by taking it to them. And I know they took advantage of the times when he was off the court too by being a little bit more aggressive, but they spread them out. And
yeah,
they
the offense
hitting,
wasn't the issue.
They
yeah.
weren't hitting their shots. So Mr. Freckin', greatest defensive player in the analytics, in the history of analytics, just got a 130 dropped on his head from a mediocre offensive team. I don't want to hear it.
Hey,
I really don't.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's fine. He's fine. But like,
there's a
on.
Big weakness in his game when he gets pulled out to the perimeter. And
yes, I know. And they did. They spread him out. They had him on the. It's fine. It's just.
And again,
He's fine. He plays basketball. He's a basketball player.
He does his thing.
I like him more than most. But if that aside, it's a frustrating loss only because this is the story of the team this year, right? And I said this against Philadelphia too, a game they could have easily lost. They're going to be right there with all the good teams just because of how they can bog the game down defensively. And they didn't do that in this one. It was more the offense that held them in it. But a game like Philly, you just grind that one down to a halt, low possession game. You make the shots that you can as you go along. You shoot some mid-range. You do whatever you got to do to find points where you can find them. But you just fall short because of the shooting differential here. And like, you had to be thinking this the whole time, right? That there's no way you can keep up with this 3-point shooting that Utah
But
has.
You thought they'd come down. The fact that, like, I mean, the Utah was turning it
over.
They
went 47 minutes. I mean, they came so close.
Oh, my God. I mean, how in the world?
I mean, they Celtics did everything else right. I mean, they barely turned the ball over tonight.
I'll be right back. I'm going to run out of power. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy. So what I was saying, Bobby, is, you know, they, aside from hit as many threes as Utah did, which would have been impossible, I thought they did a lot of the other things. The low turnovers tonight was nice. 6 turnovers for the Celtics compared to 19 from the Jazz, which is what gave them, you know, those additional possessions that they needed. They actually hit more field goals than Utah, but they just
isn't
didn't
that unreal? They took 10 more shots.
Yeah,
they hit more shots. Period.
Yeah,
and they lose by what, 7?
I ended up losing by 7.
That is just
man,
the power of the three. And, you know, John says the mid-range is back, not for the Jazz. They didn't take a single mid-ranger in this one. And they don't. Like, they have a no mid-ranger rule. I want to ask Quinn about that after the game, but I didn't get through. Then, you know, Ime's more willing to lean on that shot. And, like, the math is the math. I mean, if that's your team and those are where you can find the shots, good. I think the Celtics are right to do it. I asked Ime about it pregame, just why he's so willing to let the team shoot the mid-rangers at the rate that they do. But you just look at a game like this. This was decided by the shot selection, wasn't it? I mean, obviously the Jazz hit a ridiculous amount of threes. They hit a few less of those, they probably lose. But they put themselves in position to hit those threes. I mean, the ball movement there, I know everybody talks about it, but it's ridiculous. That shot that Conley hit, that ISIS one effectively, I guess the Mitchell one did, but the Conley one before that, Mitchell swallowed up in the paint. Richardson's coming help side as he's leaning away, and he still gets it out. I think it was to Bogdanovich or Ingles who gets it over to Conley, and they just get another wide open three, and they keep hitting them. It's unreal. You were expecting it to, like, rein in at some point there, but it didn't. They were for over 50% from three the whole game. That team is something else, in the regular season at least. And I know they haven't shot as well this year, but they let it fly against the Celtics here and made up for it in a pretty big way.
Yep. All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Any final thoughts, guys, before we sign off?
Greatest shooting performance of all time, ever, by a team.
It was
Thank you, Joe Sway. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Joe
we'll
Sway.
See
all right,
you guys
buddy.
Later.
We'll see you later. Yeah. All right. See you, pal. that's Joe
that
Sway
was good
Pavone
info.
And that
show.
Was talking basketball with Joe Sway.
Basketball with Joe Sway. There he is.
Unreal.
Oh, he's back. He's back. He's back.
He's shiny and new.
He's back.
The hair looks just as good in the homestead as it does at the garden.
Yeah, Dan's got the extra. You got an extra drink tonight, huh? Look at you.
I don't drink anymore.
It was a great game. It was. I mean, I get it. It was fun. It's exciting to watch.
That was a really fun game. There's no doubt about
it. It was a fun game. I was saying, would you rather slog through another Philly win or watch this? I'd much rather watch this.
Yeah, you'd much rather watch this. Was in the second and the third quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Utah scored, what, 41 in the third, and you match them. You win the second with some awesome hustle plays. All the little things. That's a great point, Jimmy. Those are the little things the Celtics are going to have to do as a team to stay in games like this, like chase down the turnovers that they committed. They got a few back in those situations, chasing offensive rebounds the way they did. Rob getting his hand on a lot of balls in there. Just other things, too. Like
Rob played?
Yeah, Rob was out there in certain periods keeping balls alive, but that was
15 freaking minutes.
Yeah, that was the story
of the second half.
Early, this was like last year at this time. He was getting 15 minutes.
15 minutes. We're back. Brad's back coaching the team.
No, that's not what this is.
Rob's going to help with that three-point, defend that three-point arc.
Yes, that's what Rob does.
No, 27 points.
You think he could have done it, John?
27 points in the last 4 minutes. That was insane.
Rob defends threes.
He's done a better job with it this year, and he's not fouling out there. But, man, like, you expect Horford to be able to do that, and I think he could have potentially done it, but he was doing so many things throughout the course of the game. I think he was just burnt out at that spot. All the switches they threw at him, offensive load that he had to carry.
So why can't Ime see that?
It's a good question. I think it was a big lack of an adjustment late.
Because that's a coaching decision, right? I mean, that's one thing that falls on the coach, right?
Yeah, we haven't seen Ime make many adjustments in game, in the spot, seeing things.
Well, he
like
did.
That
he started Grant instead of Rob in the second half. That's an adjustment.
No, but to just something quickly not going well, get away from it.
I don't know.
Saw
he's
the
much,
Horford
he's
thing
much,
build up.
Much, much quicker to timeouts than Brad ever was. Much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just thinking
that's
strategic.
A fact. We were screaming at the TV, time out.
Yeah.
Time out.
Yeah, and then plus you had Grant like a step behind. You could tell because of the five fouls he racked up.
Grant was kind of a mess. Yeah.
I just think in that fourth quarter, though, a lot of those three pointers that the Jazz sunk, they were contested. You know, it was just unreal. It shouldn't have been, it shouldn't have gone down to that. But
Grant was a little off. Yeah. Grant hit a couple above the break threes, though, which he doesn't normally do. He's a corner man. So,
yeah.
But that's all
he
did.
He was in rotation against Gobert, and you heard him, oh, he's 7-4. Like, there wasn't much he could do in those spots. And that's where he racked up most of the fouls. Thought he was physical on those plays, did what he needed to do, but they called him. And Grant probably has the biggest microscope on him in the league in terms of fouling. I mean, he's not going to get away with anything in those spots. So, like, you did everything you could have feasibly done in this game, I felt like. I don't think there's anything they could have done better, save for Schroeder, who I heard you guys talking about. Valuing possession.
Schroeder down the
first quarter.
Schroeder down the stretch was rough.
Do you have Schroeder stat? Again. Do you have Schroeder stat line or no?
I have it.
Put it up there.
No.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
All right, I'll get it up.
We're talking about him.
I guess we are.
26 on 10 of 21. So the.
Oh, you still want to talk about Rob? Is that what this is? You still want?
No. Well, we're talking about the adjustment. The adjustments late. That's one I might have considered. I know that's a hindsight one.
But I think that's one that a lot of people were probably. I mean, that's something that I think a lot of people noticed. At least
the
I
Rob
did.
Thing.
Yeah, the Rob not playing late in the game, and I think, you know, Al was noticeably, a little behind there.
And then Schroeder was rough.
Well, it worked offensively, right? That Schroeder was guards and Tatum at the four and Horford at the five. That's what they were looking for offensively, and they did
everything. They went small. They had Jay Richardson out there. They had the one big with Horford. He just was having a tough time, and Schroeder was getting cooked in that two-man game. He just couldn't stay with Mitchell or Conley, and they got a bunch of easy buckets there.
Mitchell was going to get going. He had seven burst in the third, I think it was, and then 10 in the fourth
and then
down the stretch.
Schroeder had a couple of, really bad decisions late where one was
he hit a shot and got fouled.
He did, but, it's the Schroeder experience. He hits a three when you needed it, and then Tatum hit another two to make it a two-point game when they were down seven in that. They went down seven. They got it back down to two. But then he drives. After you get cooked on one end, he drives and right into friggin' Gobert. There's no way he's getting that shot off with Gobert.
It's like the one he took at the end of the Philly game.
Even though
there's no way he was getting that shot over Gobert there. And then late in the game, down six, he drives for a two when they needed two threes. So I don't know what he was doing with that. Just offensively, just like I said, the full Dennis Schroeder experience there. With those guys, here it is, Jimmy.
Well, that's what.
Thank you. And you know what? 10 of 21 from the field, 26 points, only 2 turnovers, gave you 39 minutes.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though. When you got to extend Schroeder like this because of the situation, because there's no Jaylen Brown, because you're trying to keep up with this Utah offense, this is the Schroeder you get, you know? This is what you get in these situations on the road, the good with the bad. But, again, you want to talk about how this game could have been different, you have to go back to the first quarter. I mean, that's the only way you could really see the Celtics losing this one, you know?
I am going to hop out on some more pressers.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Presser.
Bobby, big question, Presser boy.
Go get him.
Make sure you're unmuted.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
So, yeah, I think we can all agree Schroeder had a couple of tough possessions, but I'm still not going to look at 26 points on 10 of 21 from the field and say that he was a liability out there on the court tonight. Like, there's still a lot of things that he does for them that keeps them in the game or gets them into the game. He giveth and taketh. So, yeah, that's the whole experience. I know we said it a couple of times, but, you know, there's going to be plenty of people who are going to focus on the things John mentioned, which were a couple stupid, you know, bonehead decisions on offense and possessions on the other end where they kind of got torched or they got caught up in the screens and whatnot. And listen, at the end of the day, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley were the two better guards tonight. No questions asked by far. You know, Smart was, his plus minus was in the wrong direction too. The last time I looked at it during the game, I don't know if I can't imagine it changed for the better by the end. So, you know, it was team effort from the backcourt tonight.
It's the best team they've played all year right now in terms of, you know, having kind of everybody loaded for bear. I mean, in Brooklyn as well, you know, you got outclassed by Brooklyn and you went punch for punch with another great team. Again, it's easy to look at 137 and be like, oh my God, you know, like that was awful. I'm still calling this an overall for this team on the road. I hate moral, you know. You know me, I hate moral victories more than anybody. It's hard to get mad at this game. This is a really good team that shot an unsustainable clip from three-point land.
But could they have tonight defended the three better? I mean, can you get mad at
sure,
that?
Yeah, sure, but that's fine. Even well-defended threes, you're not dropping them at this rate. If these were all wide-open threes, it's still a shit, a super high percentage to me.
Yeah.
You know, well, 50, if nobody was on the court, if Josue and I were trying to defend the perimeter, this would be an impressive number. You know,
that's why I go back to the first quarter, John, because I felt like a lot of those were like open looks, you know, whereas the second or the fourth quarter, rather, you know, those are contested shots. Shit,
a bunch of them were
off of 1 foot and makes that one. That last one, that was the dagger right there, man. Yeah. Right to their hearts.
Yeah. I mean, the first one of the game, you know, I mean, it was ridiculous. Jeez.
You knew, you're like, oh, it's going to be one of those nights. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. Honestly, I was surprised the Celtics were able to keep up. I didn't think they would. I honestly didn't.
I didn't either. I mean, after that first quarter, I mean, they played a dynamite second quarter, one of their best all-around quarters. Defensively, they were great. They really got the Jazz out of rhythm. And then that 41-41 third quarter was just crazy entertaining.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
Inject that into my veins. I'll take that all day. That was a ton of fun.
You'll take 8 straight points from Tatum, attacking the rim.
Dude, that was awesome.
Raw moments.
Yeah,
that was fun. Love that. You know, we've been asking from the show that attitude.
I loved it.
Just in general, but not towards the referee, but in general. Like, get pumped up, you know? Like, that attitude, I think, is helping his case with the referees. You know, it's kind of warming up the refs. You know, and look at him. He got to the free throw line a ton.
He made some nice moves to the hoop, too. So he was definitely more aggressive. And when he, realizing again that the shot is still not falling, what did he end up with from three? I think he was like 1 for 8 at one point. I don't know what he ended up. I'll have to look. But point being, he's finding other ways to score. You know, ended up with, I think, 37 tonight. He went to the line a bunch. He had some nice drives. He had some good passes in the fourth there, too. He found, who did he find cutting baseline? Was that Rob?
Yes.
That was a great look. And then I think he got Smart a play or two before then. So he was whipping the ball around. Unselfish Tatum, as he would say in the post game.
People love saying that. Look,
people do love that. Could
be
that.
His new moniker.
You get one assist from Tatum. Everyone's like, "Oh, he's so selfish."
Oh, this guy doesn't pass. Oh, really? This guy doesn't pass. I think I just saw him pass.
That's
fine. The Boston media. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
It is. It's the same thing. Like when
these guys don't like each other. It's like
when Jalen and Jason, like, you know, look at each other and like, oh, you're telling me these guys don't like each other?
Yeah, it just gives them the old like. Everyone's like, see, they love each other.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he called him by his first name.
They shook hands twice throughout the entire season, guys.
What do you got? What do you got, Bobby? Anything good?
Nothing much. I was trying to catch up with Donovan Mitchell there, but I didn't grab him. Still waiting on the Celtics.
Jeez,
surprisingly slow ahead of a back-to-back.
All right, guys, quick pause. We want to tell you about one of our sponsors, and that is INSA. We're welcoming back INSA.
INSA.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of Massachusetts' premier cannabis dispensaries, INSA, I-N-S-A. Their founders, Pat and Pete, they re-engineered the cannabis model from what they sell to how they sell it. INSA dispensaries are inviting. They're modern. The staff are authorities on the science. They go in there. They can answer any question, difference between flowers, concentrates, what you want to take for insomnia, anxiety.
Edibles.
Hanging out with friends, whatever you want. They'll tell you exactly what you need to fill your needs. World-class head chef there as well. And again, the founders, one thing we want to tell you about
head
them,
they're chef.
Local. They're local. They're from Western Mass.
Salem.
Yep. No.
Oh yeah.
Located in Salem, but
there's a location in Salem.
They're
it's local
from
to me.
Springfield. Bobby jumped the gun because the Salem location is near his house.
Springfield.
But they're lifelong pals from Springfield. There's a couple of locations out there. One near the MGM Casino. You can also go to East Hampton or, as Bobby said, Salem.
Salem.
This is the thing. Not enough people took advantage of this, so we're going to tell you about the deal one more time. If you go there and you mention that the Garden Report told you to stop by, you get a T-shirt for a penny. That's literally all you have to do. And then you get anything else you want there, too. That's not on us, but the T-shirt is on us. One penny.
You know what? And I have a couple T-shirts, and they're very comfy, too.
So yes. Go to
T-shirts.
Get that green one.
Otherwise, go to INSA.com or call 877-500-INSA for any inquiries you have about anything else going on. But if you want the T-shirt for a penny, just mention the Garden Report. Go get yourself some. Once again.
Have a good time.
Yeah, have a good time. Visit the various locations throughout Massachusetts or go to INSA.com or call 877-500-INSA.
You couldn't catch him?
He was saying like just everybody's in the exact place they need to be on the Jazz. The system's pretty much running itself. And John, off the air there, I was going to ask him about just how they take no mid-rangers, zero in this game. They never do it ever. I know you kind of think the mid-rangers back, not for them, and in a game like this, like they pretty much built out the math on how it was going to go that way.
Again, you play.
Look what needed to happen, though.
Just to understand my mid-range philosophy, I understand the math. It is, percentage-wise, a dumber shot to take.
No, you don't get it. Low percentage, two-point shot.
But you have,
don't you understand?
You have to look at what you have on your team and recognize, we can shoot a bunch of threes, but we're not good at it. A good shot is a good shot. And if you have players who in rhythm are comfortable taking those shots and are able to get to those spots and get good open looks like Richardson does, like Tatum sometimes does, and like Jaylen Brown does consistently, or Schroeder does, yes, that's their bread and butter. You want them taking
them.
I
agree.
What you don't want is long contested twos. They're two totally different things. You don't want Jason Tatum dribbling for 12 seconds and shooting a step back. That's not a high percentage shot. But the other stuff, you get to your spot and you shoot those mid-rangers, I'm fine. But if you're a team that can shoot the ball like Utah, you don't do that. You spread it and you friggin' do that, or you run pick and roll, or you go to the basket, and that's it. So, I mean, that's the team you want to build. You want to build an offense like that where you've got shooters all over the floor and you've got space. Celtics aren't that, so you got to do what you can do. Celtics have been trying to be that for a couple of years. They just can't shoot.
I was going to say, they've been trying.
They want to be.
They want to be that, but what they
do have Al on the mic. I'll be right back.
What they didn't do this week, this night, though.
Try to get him, okay?
Compared to the last couple of games.
Try to catch up with one of them.
State-run media will let you ask a question.
at the end of the day, they got right into their offense. They didn't drain the shot clock. You know, they know that they don't have those kind of weapons, and so do their opponents. So I love their approach offensively, but it was just slowing them down, slowing Utah down from behind the arc, man. They just couldn't do it. And at the end of the day, you look at that, the situation that they were in heading into the fourth or fifth minute mark of that fourth quarter, and Utah going off the way they did, lights out.
It's fun to watch, man. And that's you envy that stuff. You look at it, and you know, like, I know, like, you know, Udoka wants, like, that old school Spurs style, you know, mm-hmm. just pass, work that open shot, you know. And again, and you see a team like the Bank Jazz, shot. And they're just whipping it all over the place. And it's just, it's awesome to watch. And you're like, that's what we want to do. That's the basketball we want to play. But, you know, they're not. They don't. Yeah. And I thought they moved the ball fairly well today, the Celtics. You know, I thought actually seeing Utah do it kind of rubbed off a little bit. You know, they just can't shoot like
they just don't have the same weapons. That's the thing.
Yeah. Tonight
right.
was a
they big, don't have those.
I wanted Grant
to potential be assist night for the Celtics tonight. Right.
I wanted Grant to be a Joe Ingles for the Celtics. You know,
the Celtics still shot 52%. By the way, again. Where the Celtics shot from two much better than they shot from from three tonight. You know, yeah. that kept them in the game. They were attacking.
Yeah. Well, they had more field goal attempts. They didn't turn the ball over as much. So I mean, they maximized other ways to stay in this game. But the math went out, John. So one thing you'll after the show, go check out the math. The difference
three is more than two, I've been
three
told.
Three is more than two. 40% of three is better than 50% of two.
Hey, don't tell Josh Richardson.
I think.
That.
Yeah.
You let him take whatever shot he wants.
It's 12 to 10. You're going to lose that one every time. 120 to 100, Jimmy. You're going to get smoked.
Yep. That's it. That's all smoked, it is. Buddy. It's math. You know, some people get it. Some people don't. They don't teach you much math in journalism school, so.
No.
They really don't.
They don't teach you much of anything, to be completely honest. But that's another story. Unless you're in John's class. Unless you're in John's class at Emerson, which yeah, you learn semester. What do you got for class? Oh, yeah, next semester?
That shot's fired for you, John. Jeez.
Next. Next semester is it's a writing class, so I've got some young aspiring writers in there. Which
wow.
I like that actually. It's kind of a lost art.
And writing is super important, not to get off on a tangent here, but you have to be a good writer to do so many things that you're not actually, like scripts and just writing translates to speaking. It's one thing after another. With
being
writing.
Taken so seriously.
If you can't write a letter or like you're in trouble.
Write a letter to your kid's principal, you know, like.
Right,
Jimmy sounds like you're talking to a class right now. What is this, guys? What are we doing? How do we turn
it?
Get off the highway and up
John,
here.
How many openings you got in your class?
I'm close to full.
This is an audition right now.
Maybe a few of our viewers might just decide they want to take the class. Who
the
knows?
Students will, as part of the class, contribute on CLNS Media and Celtics Blog. Yeah. No, the students will contribute. Some of the stuff, part of the course has you actually writing for actual publications.
Oh, that's cool.
On deadline.
In other words, they're going to post our episodes, Jimmy.
That's what they build to. That's what they build to.
I see.
They're going to promise
It's a good class. It's a fun class.
Walk all over their professor, but other than that, I'm sure it's
they
a
do. I'm a pushover. I'm a pushover. So again, I can't tell based off the chat.
Do you ever have to like check somebody? Did that still happen? That's still high school, right?
I don't think people ever get yelled at in college, Joe Sway. I don't know where.
Yeah,
you
because like you're paying for it, right? So it's like you can't really yell at them, right?
Well, like who's getting yelled at? And like, what are you doing in class? And when you're by the time you're in college, you should just be
Jimmy. You know the freshman class. You know, there's always those people that get weaned out. They don't make it, you know, afterwards.
They just don't show up. All the bad students just don't go. And
those
nobody
first few
to yell
weeks
at.
Are interesting. Those first few
you're
weeks.
Kind. What's college? It's kind of like, you know, it basically is a you get into it what you put out, right? At this point, totally. The checks have been cashed. The kids show up.
So why even waste your breath in yelling at the kids?
The kids show up or they don't, you know?
Right. I mean, it's like, if you're not there to, I mean, no one's right. making you go to college. Like, you should just go and
right.
you shouldn't be getting yelled at.
If you want to learn, you yeah. pay the money, yeah. go yeah. learn.
You're not going to change yeah. that in one semester. Like, if the kid wants to learn, he just wants to learn. If not, he's not going to learn.
Right.
But you just shouldn't be getting, like, yelled at. Just don't go to class and you won't be yelled at.
Right, don't go to class.
And you won't pass either way. Yeah,
I never got yelled at in college because I just didn't go to class.
Right.
It's right.
It's very simple. It's like
It's like the NBA. Like, I don't need this. You know, like, I don't friggin' need this. I don't need to be yelled at.
You got to show defense? Up. Just show up, you know?
I don't play defense.
Yeah. I already made it to the NBA. I already made it to college.
Yeah. Did Bobby try to boop his way back in here or no? No, not yet.
He's still trying to get a question in, I think.
My question is this again, is this a good loss or a bad loss?
Every loss is a bad loss, John. Come on. You sound like a loser.
I call it a good loss because of the start. Again, you know, there's no reason why the Celtics should have fallen that far behind in the first quarter. You know, fresh legs for both teams. Like, I just think at the end of the day, the effort is like, it comes down to the effort. Now, they snapped out of it. Credit to them, they snapped out of it. The Utah woke them up, and they were able to bounce back before halftime and keep it close throughout pretty much. But it still goes back to that first quarter, though. You just couldn't. That, what was it, 14-point lead? You know, as quickly as they went down, and they had to fight back. They had to play uphill.
Yeah.
Bobby, what'd you get out of the Zooms?
The crowd split 50-50. Good loss, bad loss.
Break it down, yeah, Bobby.
Horford was more positive than Ime was, I thought.
A failed loss.
Kind of showed the shock that I think everybody did, said he'd never been part of a game where a team hit that many threes, and tough threes at that. I think he felt that they contested them pretty good. Showed versatility in that lineup late. And what he did, he just kind of threw your hands up. But I don't want to do that. I mean, that's not why we're here. How do you win a game like this? You want to scrap one out. I think if they lost the Philadelphia game, we would have been saying the same thing. Oh, they played great. I mean, we probably would have been focusing more on that Schroeder possession that we talked about.
Bobby, got off to a better start. That's how you could change the outcome, you know?
Yeah, I guess, right? So they start Schroeder in this one. I don't really know where else you go. Double big good. Didn't help you all that much in this one. He didn't end up playing it much macho, anyway.
Good loss tonight, boys. Good loss.
Utah, decent good loss. Macho, man. I'm with you.
Imagine Al saying in the locker room, decent loss, guys. Decent loss.
Hey, boys, that was a good hard-fought loss out there.
No, I think the worst part about this loss is...
This thing's not even close without Al. But sorry,
yeah,
go ahead,
I mean, he was incredible.
Let's say the loss
he just keeps doing more and more and more. The threes are starting to fall. I think that's a big take. You know, just two positives, and I'll go the negative. Al hitting those threes is really going to start to change this offense. I think that
because it's
going to
happen
door.
Forever. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, he was shooting so bad, and he was one of the guys.
It's good
you
to see him knock
most.
Him down. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was one of your better shooters coming in. Period. So, the fact that he's getting right probably nudges you closer to where you want to be offensively. They're hovering around bottom five in offense right now, which just isn't going to cut it. And then Richardson, like I'm so happy to be wrong about him. I mean, he just gives you offense from all over the floor. Not a great three-point shooter, but
too. Yeah.
An average one, I'd say. And, you know, he's given you those catch-and-shoot looks. A few that he could have had in this one probably would have helped them, but I'm thrilled with how he's playing. There's something that they could have done to win this one, I feel like. I mean, it was there for them. They had leads late. Defense, I don't think there's much you could have done differently, but scoring on that Schroeder possession somehow, if they could have done it, continuing to move the ball like Utah did. Utah never stopped moving the ball.
At the end
of
the day, it's what mattered to you. This is where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What mattered down the stretch, defense or offense? Because you have Schroeder in there, and he killed you defensively, right?
But he
gets a couple big buckets. So if you wanted a more defensive lineup, could you have gone with a backcourt that had Smart and Richardson in there? I don't know what you would have played there. You took Rob off the floor. I don't know if that helped or hurt you. So
Jaylen Brown probably helps, right?
Obviously, Jaylen's out there. And also if Romeo's out there, because Romeo was playing well.
Yeah. I missed that segment.
No, but Romeo was playing well. And again, defensively and athletically, he's a guy who can help you in these situations. And I'd rather have him on Mitchell on the perimeter than friggin' than Schroeder late in the game. So all of that stuff hurt. I don't know what Ime would have done differently there. I think he went with, you know, his best five or what he thought it was at that point in the game. And just, you know, Al had some struggles. Schroeder had some struggles and they just never stopped. Where are you going? They never stopped missing.
Sorry. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, "Whoa!"
Let's look. Bobby's a little flat, little flashy.
It's midnight.
Situation.
It's chaotic over here. Getting used to the West. We're on here. Back this is tomorrow.
This is the early one for us. Okay, they did us a favor.
It's tomorrow, 10:30.
Don't say that.
I think it is.
Shut up. Is it really?
You boys, you guys might not see me for a week. I'm not doing those 10 p.m.
I know. Bobby and I do them all.
I might do Friday. Friday in Phoenix. That's one that I'm. That's one I can do.
For sure. Austin is going to break the streak. You heard it here first.
It's a 10 o'clock.
He's going to break the streak.
Yeah, do 10:30 still exist? 10:30 games? I mean, it was way back in the day. Like
this other knucklehead's going to be out in L.A., so he's going to be with us for those.
Batash, Sunny, though. Bahador?
Yeah, I guess 10:30 is like
Batash. Batash going to be with us?
That's probably a baseball thing. That's
one lucky one lucky fan gets to hang with Joe Sway in West Coast, and it's this guy
and Nick.
You're welcome.
Nick's going too.
Yeah.
How did he swing that?
He's just doing it.
I guess he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Prepare his takes.
Fantastic loss, guy. Wait, Joe Sway, which games are you going to now? L.A.
Back to back, Lakers. Yeah, Lakers
Clippers.
Oh hell yeah! Are you going to Phoenix?
I'm not, no. Oh,
dude, Phoenix is where it's at. We're still thinking about it.
Yeah, you went to Phoenix, right? I remember that a few years ago, right? For what was it, a wedding or
something? The way
I mean, Phoenix is kind of a snore. Phoenix, the city, is kind of a snore, but the area around it, like Scottsdale.
And the games have been electric. Yeah. Remember the finals with the guy and the money?
Yeah, the team
I've done two Phoenix Super Bowls.
I've done
you
one.
You got the gorilla mask.
Yeah, we were there for the Seattle one, right?
That was an unreal week.
That was such a great week. We had that awesome setup.
That was one of my favorite weeks of my life.
Wasn't that a great week of sports? great
fun is that?
Well, with Deflategate and everything going on.
Well,
too.
It was one of the best professional weeks we had. Because we were at NBC. It was on the heels of Deflategate.
Was that the Seattle one?
It was just buzzing.
Seattle one. We went out there and Boston got buried with like back-to-back 8-foot snowstorms.
We missed all that snow. People still talk about those snowstorms. Like, sorry,
yeah, 2015, about, right? Though. I was a junior in high school.
That parade.
Buried.
Yeah, the parade was fun.
But also, we NBC, the network, had the Super Bowl, so we had this ridiculous like
set was unbelievable.
Set
was like
with
a football field,
full crew. Like it was literally like we were net. I mean, we had a massive crew.
I think
there.
I've
like,
seen the pictures of that.
We had 20 of our own people out there, but we had this massive crew there, and we had a football field, and we were doing shot drills.
Yeah, I wasn't there as much. I wasn't on that awesome set as much as you were, obviously. But I did check it out when I could.
That was so friggin' cool. And then the best game of all the games they played, just pound for pound, the best Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Thank you for saying that, because I agree, and everyone obviously is hung up on the comeback against the Falcons. But think about how awful that game was for
this
an entire half.
Much, this
yeah,
was this a better
was
game.
Your seat every single
this
like,
was this was from start to finish.
Two
start
phenomenal finish. Teams playing at the height of their powers, punch for
back
punch,
and forth.
Back and forth with the greatest,
Brady
most dramatic
comeback.
Finish you could have in a game.
Did you guys know what happened?
Yeah,
like you knew right away. Right when it happened.
Amazing.
Oh, we
were alive. You're not quite sure.
I was sitting next to Kerr, and he literally punched me, like, because he's like, what just happened? I mean, he knew what happened, but it was just a reaction.
God, that's like one that, like, makes you stand up. I don't know how you keep sitting down when that happens.
It's I couldn't believe that.
I had to write the game story. I barfed all over the thing. I didn't know which way I was going on it. I mean, imagine trying to write a game story. I had – because I was writing it like the Pats were going to win, then I was writing it like Seattle was going to win. Then all of a sudden the pick happened, and I'm like, Control-Alt-Delete, just – shut the computer down. It was so tough. Art Martone saved
we've all
it for sure.
That sucks.
Art Martone definitely like
he, Art's a
he,
pro.
You know, yeah, he took it and I'm sure he changed every word in it. And
he's like, I just write this
put my name on it. Nice guy that he is.
That was so.
But yeah, that was an unbelievable game. That whole week, though. I mean, I was on cloud nine the whole week.
Brady won MVP, right?
Yeah, of course.
That was
no.
Great.
Gave... Yeah. No. Butler
did
no,
it.
Was Brady.
He gave him the truck.
Yeah, it was Brady.
Brady gave him the truck
was.
After.
Okay, that's what it was. He gave him the truck after.
But I remember it could have been Edelman was awesome in that game, I remember.
Edmund's catch was amazing, unbelievable.
There was like five potential MVPs in that game. I remember it was like
Edelman
so
got
right.
a concussion and stayed in, which was important.
Yeah, he took one for the team there. That was nice.
Which was important.
That was an unbelievable catch that he had in that one.
No one talks about that. It's so true. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Didn't and was that the one with James the catch? White have a ton of catches on like the final drive?
Yeah. The
I don't know.
And you had like a near Tyree Manningham catching that one too, right?
Yeah.
That set them up down there.
Yeah, down to the
that's what's line. That's exactly you're right. I forgot about that play because the pick takes that, you know, everyone thinks about the pick, but the catch right
over
before that.
Yeah. I know, and you hadn't won one since 04 at that point, so you lose another one on a play like that, it would have been like
it was Jermaine Curse, and it was ridiculous.
It like rolled on his stomach and grabbed it.
That was crazy. But anyway, Phoenix is cool. We might send those guys to that game as well. But we do have
they might still be on the win streak. What's the score tonight?
I don't know. Good question.
I don't know, Bobby. We're right here with you.
Oh, they're down 15. That win streak's gonna end. Late in that game.
Who are they playing?
The Warriors down 18 right now.
Oh, that's the game they fly. Yeah, I forgot about that. ESPN's playing that game, right?
Down 18.
Yeah.
So it is late in our game. So we'll wrap it up. A couple things I think worth talking about. You did have you had an overall good Tatum game. He's still cold as hell from three.
He will join us at some point here in the pressing, but
Tatum on the show.
No,
get him on the show.
The press conference. I mean, he might as well just join the show. Better questions here.
Yeah,
but
they don't want good questions though. That's the problem. Nobody
wants questions. They don't want Bobby Manning's smoke right now.
They do not. Nobody does.
Good game for Tatum though. We didn't talk about him much.
I'm doing it right now, buddy.
We did talk about him a little.
Talk about him.
Here, talk about
tighter dribble. I thought he made
threes,
some awesome passes.
2 of 11 from three. Let's do the rest of the math here. 10 of 14 everywhere else.
Yeah, and you wish he went downhill in those late game spots, right? Against, I think it's tough to do against Gobert, but in that spot, right after I think it was Schroeder's 3-point play, they were still within a possession there. He missed that three, the leaner, and I think it went back for a three the other way that made it six. You wish he kept attacking in that spot.
They're good looks, though. It's not a lot of forces. He just can't get them to drop right now. There wasn't a lot today where I was like, I hate that shot. All of them were Tatum caliber shots. They're just not falling.
Yeah.
Well, there were a couple of jumpers I feel like was, I don't know, I don't want to say like his approach was different, but it was just much smoother. You know how he's always sort of been like, you had a word for it, John, I forget what it was exactly, but it was like, not like glitchy, but you know, he's sort of
I said hitchy, but that's okay. The
he likes to, you know, kind of dribble this guy down, create some space, but when in a couple instances where he doesn't think about it, just catch and shoot, steps right into it. I think that's sort of the kind of shots he wants to start putting up more on the rec.
I know, but there was a lot of open shots. I mean, but still, I mean,
need the step back?
He had a ton of stuff. He doesn't.
Well, that's what I mean, Bobby. I feel like he has this thing in his head sometimes where like he has to put the ball down at least once before.
You need a step back. You need the threat of the step back to be able to get by people, or else they're going to play off you. So you it's good to have that in your repertoire as well. You know, you want people to respect it, particularly if that's the thing they fear most. You know, like what it's like defending Harden. He's got you on a string, but you're so afraid he's gonna do that little step back that you've always got to be cognizant of it, and you get caught, you know, cheating a little bit, and he goes right by you. That's how you get by people. You know,
hesitation was getting him to the free throw line. That's been a part of his game I like to his offense.
So it's fine. It's just got to fall. Like, I like the balance tonight because he was shooting shots that I think were well within his repertoire. He was getting separation because I think he was getting
to
the basket.
Free throw line a ton. Yeah. I think that was the end of the third, right, where he went three times in a row.
I liked what he did offensively. It just didn't fall again. The three just didn't fall.
Yeah, and the passing was awesome.
It hasn't fallen.
I see five assists. I'm thinking of one play in particular where he was really caught in the middle and he found Grant, and Grant kind of just tossed it out to Richardson, who missed one. There's a potential assist. But that was just a great play. Great pass. I mean, I thought maybe his best pass all season. And the passing was on point here. You talk about balance. You know, you could have imagined him having 37 and 2 assists, and you would have been like, all right, still a good game, kept them in it. Be able to balance that and create for some others here. That was a good thing. And, you know, when you're playing with Richardson, Smart, Schroeder, it's so hard. I mean, this is the spacing deficit that they have here that they really can't work around.
Dude, he was
that's
good,
your man. Best spacing lineup right there, and it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
So,
but like Tatum wasn't just getting to the rim; he was getting like open looks at the rim. He was very
there
creative,
was separation, and that's why I thought the tighter dribble
great
came in the
separation
play.
Spin moves. He was leaving people in the dust. He was getting by people. He was getting downhill very quickly, and all of that stuff was really on point. That, like I said, is I have no complaints about his game. It's just the shots not falling. The thing that we have to talk about a little bit is his buddy. Jalen, who we're definitely worried about now.
Officially worried? Panic meter. Where's the panic? Do you have the panic?
I'm not counting on
the panic meter thing?
Yeah, Jimmy loves that shit.
We used to have that.
We do. I'm going to get that for tomorrow. You're not going to be here, though. We're not going to see you for 2 weeks now.
You won't see me tomorrow, but John, you used to have a list of some a handful of graphics that you could toss up.
This is my favorite.
You'll have to go back into your treasure chest.
Return from
look
injury
for it.
Management cracks me up.
I've never heard anything
Come
like
on.
That.
It looked terrible the other night. That's why.
No, I love this euphemism. You know, this
it doesn't even make sense.
Return from injury management.
In other words, you looked like shit last game. So.
But that's what they've been putting on the injury report, and they're the first people in history have used this phrase.
It doesn't make sense. Return from injury management.
Does that mean you return too early?
What it means is, right.
Why he's out, because
instead
he's returning
of saying
from
he's
injury
hurt,
management.
They're saying they're managing the return from injury. Yeah. But he's hurt.
I asked Ime today if they brought him back too early, and he said no. They did everything they needed to do. He passed all the tests, blah, 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 blah.
But he'll be out for the next 3 weeks.
I argue that.
Yeah.
And he said he said it's not a setback. It's not a re-aggravation. It's just words, right? Like he's out
right.
again.
Right. None of this. These are all semantics. Yes, it is a setback. Again.
It's very simple. If he was,
I almost
healthy,
put setback in
playing.
The headline. I was like, come on, really? But
it's 10,000% a setback.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play tomorrow, I don't know how
do
they can argue
compromise
that.
On speed
here, let's put it this way. Let's put it in simpler terms. They brought him back. And the hope would be that he would just play basketball when he returned. They didn't bring him back with the idea that he's going to be gimping around the court and then miss some
wincing
games.
And,
they brought him back when he was rested to play basketball and wanted to ramp him up with a minutes restriction. The fact that he's grabbing at his hamstring every second and sitting out games is a setback. That's backwards. Forwards would be you ramp up the minutes and he plays. Less playing is backwards. It's a setback. It's not that difficult. Like, I don't know why we're talking about this.
He's back to where he was before. He's
backwards.
Set back.
It's a setback.
Yeah, you literally set him back from where he was. It is a setback.
It's back. He was here and now he's here.
Now he's
back
again. Yeah, he's set back further away.
I want to pull this up too.
Yeah,
like, what
he's back.
Whoa, it's not a setback.
I wrote about this.
I wouldn't call it that.
I wrote about this for the site today because, again, like, it's such a weird situation.
Yeah.
And like just tracking the
you call that a pushback?
This, like he was pushing to get back early, as we know, like as early as Cleveland series. Yeah. Held him out for about 3 more games there, and he came out after that first game back and said, you know, I felt tightness. I didn't like how I felt out there. I think is exactly how he said it. And you know, he comes back out for the Brooklyn game 2 games later and felt better about things, but I was watching him through his warm-ups, and it's just that carefulness of his movement, the lack of burst. And you know, you may said he did see burst from him. I'm sure there were times where you saw some burst from Brown, and he had a good game against Houston, but it deteriorated as the minutes went up. I mean, he did not look good in Philly at all, playing 34, held his ground defensively in the post, but he was getting blown by Harris, Curry, all these guys when he had to move laterally. You saw him grabbing at it. I mean, I asked Richardson today, too. Like, How do you look to you? He said he's grabbing at it, stretching it out, all the things we saw. So I can't fathom why they're playing it off like nothing was wrong there and that there were no signs whatsoever that things weren't going well with the return, because we saw it every single game. I'm sure there were some ups and downs. I'm sure Brown didn't want to come out and he didn't sound the alarm at all there. But if you just see him stretching, grabbing, not looking good, then you kind of make a move there. I don't know.
And then on top of it, the thing that was worse for me was they said part of
we're a month into this injury now.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a third of the way into the season, basically. This is you're trending towards losing half the year if he continues to be up.
This is nine games now.
Yeah, it's bad. Meaning, like, he started the season a little, you know, rocky to begin with because he was still coming off of stuff and the
COVID.
But he
was playing well, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, everything.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, you gotta if you can't. He makes his money by being like the athletic. He's athletic, you know. He uses his athleticism to get up and down the court, you know, to, you know, throw down nasty dunks. You know, he's physical. If he can't do those
himself.
Things, exactly. If he doesn't have, you know, healthy hamstrings or whatever it is, lower body that doesn't get that spring or that jump or that what was the word that you used, Bobby, a few minutes ago?
Burst.
Thank you. He doesn't have that.
That spark.
Spark, that burst. I wanted to say surge, but I knew it wasn't surge, so I asked. I had to phone a friend.
His overall sparkiness has taken a hit this year.
So this is what Brown said last week when they asked him about it. He said, this is a little bit of a nagging injury. I've had hamstring injuries a few times now. This one seems to keep lingering a bit, but I'm confident in the coming days I'll get back to 100%.
Then do some squats.
Add to winning.
Do some squats, kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Squats.
Oh, taking the right measures.
Nobody
to
wants
back
to do
to
squats,
myself,
but everybody has to do squats.
You gotta stop skipping leg day, Jalen. That's what's happening right now. That's how you get hamstring injuries. Work it out. Okay?
I just don't.
Bobby doesn't skip leg day.
And again, I always use some cautiousness in these spots because we don't know.
It's funny how Bobby just plows ahead trying to have like an intelligent conversation. Yeah,
no, but I'm just so baffled by this. Like, I've really never been baffled by an injury situation more than this one.
It is strange, right?
Because we know, like, listen, we don't know, but we kind of know. In a hamstring, you know, hamstring, you don't mess around with it. And he was out there looking like he wasn't healthy.
That's what I mean. Is he's missed nine games, but
why not just keep him out?
Two or three were basically lost games as well. So we're looking at, you know, over half, which is a total just gone right now at this point. And we're guessing he's going to miss at least one more here. And if he keeps riding this roller coaster for who knows how long, again, we're going to be 30 games into the year, and you'll only have had Jaylen Brown healthy for like eight or nine of those games. That's just not. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, especially because the longer we get into the season, playoff positioning, all that stuff, you know, All-Star weekend, right after that, that's when you really have to start picking up the slack here, you know. And the Celtics have just been middling, you know. They've been that 500 team, and they need that extra oomph from someone like Jaylen Brown. And although I don't think Philadelphia game was – I didn't expect him to be that – to look that bad just from eye test standpoint, I don't think the Celtics did either. But, yeah, they're not going to sit there and tell Bobby, you know, when you ask him that, Ime is not going to be like, yeah, looking back on that. He's just not going to do that. But I think we all know the answer to that question, that it was a mistake. It was a mistake. They shouldn't have done it, and they got too hyped up, and they wanted to rev him up a bit.
Did he push them into it?
Realistically, they knew you weren't going to see him playing that double, that back-to-back on the road.
Right, because they're probably
going to rev him up with that Philly game, you know?
They're probably going off his feedback, right? Like, how you feel with this? How do you feel with that? How is it? And, you know, he's pushing and pushing and pushing.
They
he's
want
trying
him
to come back three games earlier.
I don't get it.
Be honest.
You can watch it and see the second the guy with the hamstring injury straightens up and grabs the back of his leg, you're like, okay, that's it for you tonight. Like,
unless he's a star, right?
That's it? No, I mean,
even if he is a star.
We all watch sports, right? You see it all the time. Football player sprints down the field, grabs at the back of his leg. That's it. He's done. That's it. That's the end of the game.
Yep. He's grabbing behind it. Or, you know, running down the first baseline, right? And you come up.
Oh, yeah.
Right away.
You immediately leave the game. You see in 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Couple weeks. See you later. See how it feels.
And they did give him a couple weeks. It just didn't heal.
But he's not right. Yeah.
And it's amazing. I was looking back at his history with this. March 2020, missed four games with it. Still amazing to me. When he had this happen to begin that Philly series, I think it was in game 7 against Milwaukee, you were like, uh-oh, like they won this one, but man, he is going to miss this
whole
series. Oh my
God, was that surprising, right?
And he comes back in game 2, and not only is he back, but he was the best player in the series.
So that's a good point, Bobby. Like, he may have, like, Jaylen Brown may have, like, the most unique set of hamstrings in the world where, like, his can get hurt, but he can play through it when everybody else is like, I got to sit out for 3 weeks. Because he did do that time, and we were like, hamstring.
I don't
know
how he did that.
We're like, oh, hamstring, that means you're done. And he's out there playing through a hamstring, and I don't know how
and
he
maybe that's
that.
Why he's re-injuring it.
I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe, right? Did that 18 series cost him in the future? So. I mean, he's had everything's related, right? He's had knee, he's had ankle, he's had hip, he's had wrist. I don't think the wrist is as related, but all those things are kind of in the same general area there, and it always seems like something is hurting him in the lower body there. I don't know if it's a strength situation or what it is, management situation on the team's part. But Brown, like, I felt it kind of creeping up these last couple of years here, especially last year. I mean, I don't want to call him injury prone, but he's trending in that direction.
Squats, kid.
I'm not ready to call him injury prone.
I'm not either.
He's not like Gordon Hayward status, but you don't want to get label attached.
He's somewhere between.
Close.
Yeah.
Depending how this season ends, I think that'll be the new label for him.
Yeah, if you're playing 60 games every year at 82, whatever the percentage is.
We were worried about it last year, remember? We started talking about it last year. Like,
then he goes down for the year.
This could be a thing, you know? But that was a weird one. Like, injuring a wrist.
They
that's
shut him down. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's what's going to happen, John. It's going to be something like this at the end. And go, oh, just run it back. You know, that was a weird one, you know? And then.
I know. I keep saying that about Rob.
You can't
lose him.
Well, no,
I'm just saying generally. I feel That's going to be
and
the
Romeo.
Like, hello, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They haven't had that fair shot yet because Jaylen hasn't been
Romeo. How long is Romeo out? It's a sprained ankle.
Like I said, I was joking while you were out. When it happened, I tweeted, "Oh, Romeo rolls his ankle. See you in February." And a few of my, you know, my meager following got on me like, "Dude,
you're haters."
Yeah, they're like, "You got to be negative." Blah blah blah. He's right back in there. And then what do you know?
What a play! He's trying to be crafty there. The Euro step. He steps right into it. It's like
poor
his
guy
just exploded.
Poor guy.
Just like, you can't do this.
Euro step.
I don't want to laugh because it's terrible. I mean, he strings together some good play. He has a great first quarter, I thought. Good energy, cutting, transition plays.
He was awesome.
Plays.
Yeah,
he
really was.
I was thinking during that quarter, too, like, if he does this all season, like, you're not going to look back and go, oh, what a year by Romeo. But you'll be like, all right, Romeo gave you something this year, I guess is how you would say it. And if he's out again for an extended period, it's going to be the same story as the first few years. And then you probably start to think about, all right, what's his future here? But we'll see where it goes. Ankle sprains, what, a week or two here, depending on how severe.
Well, I think we have no Neesmith idea time at this point, but.
Yep, let Neesmith cook. All right, we're past an hour. We'll just
hold
mention
on
everybody.
We got to do Trailblazers real quick.
Yeah, so tomorrow, shopping spree in Portland. What do you want them to come away with? McCollum, Lillard, what do you want to see?
Right.
Yeah, weird situation there. GM's out.
Robert Covington.
So the Danny GM's
Ainge.
Out.
Do they announce Danny
they
tomorrow?
Wouldn't that be something?
They announce Danny.
And that's a story if it does happen, right? Like, we are still in the aftermath of that Ainge mysterious step down. Is it retirement? Was he forced out? If he becomes a full-time GM, that sounds some alarms, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The fact that he's being considered a candidate, if it's real, then he got fired by the Celtics. This whole idea of, I mean, this narrative that he told them, oh, I'm cooked. I want to step down and blah, blah, blah.
Doc said he's in the Bahamas.
But he's been around. The thing is, though, John, he has been around the team. We've seen him with Brad. We've seen him even at games, I think, right?
So yeah,
it's like,
he's been.
Is that really something that if you got canned, like, would you hang around? Like, hey, just, you know, like, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have been fired, but I haven't, by the way. But if I had, I don't think I'd go hang around my employer's office.
I don't think
in the area.
I don't think I've ever not been fired. No, but with no, I mean, there was something fishy there with like, I always believed it was mutual. Like, yeah. It was like, guy, you know, Danny, what do you think? Like, we respect the hell out of you, but maybe we hang it up. Right. And he's like, okay, like, we don't want to fire you, but maybe you should leave. And he's like, okay.
I'll head to the golf course.
It's like that line, like, you know, we love you and everything, but you should see if you can get another job somewhere else.
I don't know, but I mean, we have no idea if Danny Ainge, and maybe there was a report that floated around earlier this year, but we have no idea if Danny Ainge is even interested in.
There's no indication.
He might not be. It might be total BS.
That's the way I'm up there. Like, he's got a family.
That's what I think is going on. Yeah.
I think Mannix.
If it happens, it's Portland, you know, twisting his arm, trying to convince him.
Or it just, it makes sense.
It makes sense. Right.
There's a reason. He played there, Oregon and all of that stuff. You know,
What though? Is Portland the team that you even want to take on over right now? I mean, they're not in a good spot.
You're inching toward a rebuild. You're right about that, Jimmy.
That's not a job. That's
Danny's specialty. He loves rebuilds.
Right, imagine Danny.
Maybe he gets one of those president gigs, but hires a GM to do a lot of the grunt work. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's what people
were
thinking with Utah, and Utah didn't come together because
where you're
so
like the big grand poobah, but you're not like scout, as you know, you're not on the road scouting and doing all of the heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, he can't do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, those days are old. That's why he reached the point that he reached. You know, he was done with it.
Right. So you get him. He takes Zarin over there. Hires Zarin as his GM. That's what they
Zarin
do.
I don't think Zarin's gonna leave ever. It would have happened already.
He would take a GM job. I guarantee you that.
It's a GM job. If you get it, you're going.
That's true.
So anyway, Portland, 10 p.m. Bobby and I for sure. I don't know anybody else beyond that. Jimmy likes to straggle in sometimes. If you didn't, if he gets home safe. You know, and
I'll take an on-air breathalyzer.
He gets to the computer.
Dump pack it, maybe.
On-air breathalyzer, and he can go.
Yeah, the only way my iPad will turn on is if I blow into the breathalyzer and pass. So it's a setting I had to put on it after the L.A.
Real quick,
LA
though,
game.
We'll continue this conversation tomorrow, but if it comes to it, Lillard becomes available. You interested?
No.
Not really.
Less than I was.
3 years ago, yeah.
All right, we'll continue that tomorrow.
All right, good night, guys. We want to say thanks for watching.
Like Kemba 2.0, potentially.
We do not rest, and we will be here through all the West Coast games. I promise you that. For me, a really rough stretch here, but I don't feel bad for me. I will power through.
We won't feel bad for you. There's going to be a lot of people listening to this tomorrow, which is going to be Saturday. Exactly. Podcast for a lot of people in bed. So, you know, good morning to those people. If you guys are early listeners, hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And of course, everyone watching now.
We got a lot of stuff. We got this. We got Patriots on Monday. We got two LA games Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a ton of stuff coming up.
Monday night, Sanis.
No days off.
Do you think what's your Pats prediction? I need to get it now because I'm not going to be on tomorrow night.
No, days.
Bills.
No.
Bills.
No. Bills are they going to cover, though? If we were betting.
It's only 2.5.
Is it only 2.5? Wow.
Yeah.
I am.
The weather's going to be kind of tough, I heard. Windy, cold.
It depends. If you get 2019, Josh Allen, you win. If you get 2020, you lose.
I'm guaranteeing Patriots. I don't like the Bills.
Duggar being out hurts, and I honestly
he's their best know. One of their he's Bobby, he's their lead leader.
Do the Charles Barkley guarantee.
I am guaranteeing a Patriots.
No, that's not how
Monday.
He says it.
$100,000.
It's the Bobby way.
Guarantee.
I'll take that bet. $100,000.
2017. We'll see.
Me and Bobby have $100,000 on the line.
I don't like the Bills run game. I don't like Allen.
We're kidding. We're not gambling, guys. We're not even talking about gambling. We're not even talking about gambling.
They're freaking out in Buffalo. They're like, God, they're like, damn it. We were good for a year, and then these guys are back.
Yeah.
You should see the articles being written there. They're like,
Buffalo again.
They're like,
can
damn
you blame
it,
them?
These guys. Yeah.
It's like, it's been like 18 years of this.
You're
Stop
starting
it.
To see, like,
we had 1 year.
They had a small window and they didn't capitalize.
Small window.
Awesome
we
game.
Opened the door.
Monday night.
Matt Castle took over when Brady got injured that year.
What'd you say, Bobby?
Monday night hasn't been good for a while. That's a really good Monday night matchup.
I feel like there's a lot of people who think it's probably not a good Monday night matchup. People who hate the Patriots and don't care.
But then you love watching them lose.
Now if they lose,
that's fine.
When they're relevant, then you want them to lose.
Well, last season, this year, the haters are a little nervous this year. They're like, oh.
All right, guys. Tatum will come to the podium at some point.
All right, Bobby, you'll get him.
Wait, continue.
You go get him.
We're feeling good about this, Bobby.
Good night, all. We got a lot more stuff ahead throughout the West Coast. We'll see you guys there.